Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community this morning here with head coach Dale Schinnewerk, also members of the Mexico High academic team, Ash Fredrickson, Lucy Gleason, Carter Blackburn, and Dylan Reed this morning. We've kind of talked a little bit about your season this year. We really didn't get to talk about the tournament in Reston, so let's just kind of put a wrap up on that. I'm sure that had to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Anybody can take this question. What was that couple of days like whenever you went to that national competition?
It was just a great experience. You know, the first few days, you know, we got there a little, like a couple of days early for the tournament. So we got to spend some time sightseeing. You know, we got to see the National Mall and the Smithsonian. And it was, like, that was a great experience. And then we proceeded to go over and, like, go to the tournament, and which was held in the same hotel that we were staying in. And that ended up just being a phenomenal experience where we got to see so many teams that we would never play outside of Nationals, and a level of competition that really we've never gotten to have before outside of Nationals. So it was really just a great experience. And then, you know, personally, I was able to make connections with some packet writing like organizations during college. Since I won't be super involved in Quiz Bowl, I'll still be able to help write high school packets. I'm going to be writing for Sith 2 this year, which is a packet that this team will possibly be playing. And I'm personally really excited about that.
Very nice. No run-ins with the TSA on the way over to Virginia. Everything went smooth. Plane ride was good.
Yeah, it was a little bit scary. I had like 60 pens in my bag, and I was kind of scared they were going to take them away from me. But we made it through.
Yeah.
Very nice. What was that competition like? I mean, was it nerve-wracking for you guys?
It was nerve-wracking, but it's really fun to see just like how other teams play and just like their skill level too. So it's really great seeing just like the competition and like how good they are in comparison to us, which kind of just gives us motivation to move forward in the future. And like there were a ton of teams there that were just like really, they were just powerhouses. They were really good. They were really balanced with everyone on the team, and it was just great to see, and it's inspirational moving forward for stuff like that.
Coach Schinnewerk, your experience there, how do you think your team performed?
You know, they did very well in a stacked field. We had our eyes set on the playoffs, and we came down to a tiebreaker game that was the best of 10 questions instead of 20, and come down to one toss-up that went against us that kept us from the playoff rounds, which would have been amazing. But you look at that, that just speaks to the level of competition. There are no easy games. So when you go 10 games in a day playing the best teams in the nation, it wears you out. And as great as it is to have all these, you know, these four in Camden, we were missing our sixth member, Andrew Poister. That would have made a considerable difference in lightening Camden's load and slotting Ash and Carter and Dylan and Lucy in as your 3 and 4, where 10 points a game, which they have done a great job of growing, would have been the difference in a couple of those games.
Very nice. What's upcoming for this season? What are the goals? You guys are going to have quite a few of your team members back. And is it a national championship or a state championship? What's the goal, guys?
Win.
Just win, baby.
All right. I think the main goal we're looking at, too, is state.
State
just
first, national second. One at a time.
Yeah. I think that's where it begins. You got to win districts, win conference for the third straight year. Win state, and then go to nationals, and just be the best we can be. Best small schools is a great goal. Be in the top 8 would be amazing, but anytime you get into a tournament like that, it's hard to set a stone cold goal because one good day, one bad day can make all the difference.
Very nice. We always wrap things up with the wild card question on Meet the Community. So what if there's a universal competition? I mean, not just a national, but a universal with a, you know, where would you guys want that to be held at, and why would you want to go there? Anywhere in the world.
That's interesting.
Are expenses paid to go there?
Expenses are full expenses. No problem. It's all paid for. All inclusive.
Can I say Antarctica?
You can. Why?
Why?
Dude. That'd do you know awesome. How cool Antarctica is?
That would be awesome.
It is pretty cold.
Free view of the glaciers. You get to see all these cool wildlife as long as you don't get mauled by a polar bear. Like,
well, there's always some side effects with everything.
But there's side effects everywhere.
That's right. See?
I'll take you there if I get to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That would be great. We could go to my birthplace. That would be cool.
What about you, Carter? We haven't heard you.
Mexico, Missouri.
Really?
Yeah.
You want the world competition gets held here in Mexico, Missouri?
We have room for that.
We don't.
We don't have the infrastructure.
Which would make it funny to try and fit everyone in the high school.
It'd be like the tournament in the library.
Yeah.
Using one room.
Like you guys.
Oh, the hotel rooms.
No, I'm talking about the library one.
Oh, that one.
Very nice. Well, guys, I appreciate you taking some time out with me this summer. I want to wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors, and you've made Mexico proud. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, our guest this morning from the nationally ranked Mexico High academic team, head coach Dale Schinnewerk, Ash Fredrickson, Lucy Gleason, Carter Blackburn, and Dylan Reed. We'll be back with another edition of Meet the Community next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXEO.